How much impact is your life going to have on other people? Not bad impact, I mean good impact. How much is the miracle of your life creating miracles in other people's lives? Because if the answer is not much, then Houston, we have a problem. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at God's blessing in your life from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessing. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you remove any obstacles to the flow of God's blessing in your life. Remember one of the saddest times in my life? I'm going to share it with you. It happened about 20 years ago now. Everything that mattered to me, everything in my personal life and family life had fallen apart completely. I'd been working so hard and growing my business that I hadn't had the time or the energy to work on the things that really mattered in life, the people who really mattered or should have mattered anyway. It was deeply distressing. The business that I was a partner in was an IT consulting firm in, I guess, its early stages of success. We were in the process of moving to a larger, better office, and one of the things that we had to do was to go through all our stuff and clean out before we packed and moved. I was sitting on an old carpeted floor by a number of those grey metal four-drawer filing cabinets, going through all the consulting reports that we'd written for many, many of our clients, sorting out those that we'd keep and those that we'd throw away. We kept probably, I don't know, 25%, and we threw 75% away. And I remember looking at that pile of the 75% of consulting papers there on the floor, thinking, is that what I poured my life into? These reports that we're about to throw away, is that what I sacrificed everything for? Is that what my life amounts to? Is that the legacy I want to leave behind? A whole bunch of trash. It was a tragic wake-up call for me, and it was all about the impact that my life had had to date. How much impact? Despite all the hard work, answer, not very much real impact at all. I remember deciding then and there that I wanted my life to have an impact in other people's lives. I'd made a whole bunch of mistakes to that point in my life. I'd worked hard, I'd been part of a successful business, but in real terms, in life impact terms, in terms of what really mattered, it hadn't amounted to much. That was one of those experiences that God used to usher me into what I'm doing right now. And while it pays a whole bunch less, it's a whole bunch more satisfying because it has a whole bunch more impact. Just last night, I had a Facebook message from someone who said that they were listening to this program each day and it had literally transformed his life. That's what gets me out of bed each morning, being part of something that God is doing with a real impact in people's lives. But the way he wrote what he wrote made me realize that he didn't quite have things right. This is literally what he said: "You have changed my life." Well, no, actually I haven't. I wrote back, "God has, yes. Yes, he's used our small team here at Christianity Works to do that, but it's his work and not mine." I know that absolutely, because there is nothing that I possess, and there's nothing that I, in and of my own self, can say or do that can have an eternal impact on your life or anyone else's life. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Only he can make that happen. And it happens when God's blessing flows down into me in such huge volumes that I just can't contain it, that it overflows out of me into the lives of other people, like that man who wrote to me on Facebook last night. We've been talking a lot over the last few weeks about God's blessing and the fact that it's right and proper to ask him to bless us. I ask for God's blessing each and every morning in prayer. I pray that he'll bless me so that I can bless you. That's how it works in God's economy. And if I don't have God's blessing flowing into me and out through me, then frankly, I have nothing of value to give you. Listen to how Jesus talked about this very thing, John chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. He said, "Look, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. See, the fruit only happens on a branch like you and me when we're connected to the vine, when the Spirit of God flows from the trunk to the branch, when the blessing of God flows from the trunk to the branch, when the Word of God flows from the trunk to the branch. Then and only then does the branch grow the sort of fruit that God wants it to grow, the sort of fruit that other people can come along then and pick off the branch and enjoy and be blessed by and be nourished by. And do you notice what Jesus says about how much you and I can achieve without him? Apart from me, you can do nothing. The point I'm making right here is that you and I need God's blessing. We can't operate without God's blessing. When we step onto the battlefield of life, if we don't have God's blessing and his presence and his power and his joy and his peace, we have nothing to offer the rest of the world. It's a tragedy to me that so many Christ followers don't connect with the vine each and every day by quietly, gently starting off their day resting in him, praying, chatting, asking for his blessing. Why don't we do that? Why don't we absolutely covet the blessing of God and make it the greatest priority to get connected into that blessing through Jesus each and every day? Come on, what's the matter with us? Can I ask you this? Do you want to be filled with God's blessing or not? Do you want to experience every blessing that God has for you or not? The answer's obvious, isn't it? Of course we all want to be blessed. Well, why don't we connect with a vine? The answer is kind of obvious, and yet it's easy not to make the blessing of God an absolute priority. I know that the idea of God's abundant blessing seems incongruous in difficult circumstances. It seems that it's simply not possible when you're going through the middle of a testing time, a wilderness experience, a dungeon experience. It's simply not possible to imagine that in that place you could receive the blessing of God. But it's precisely in that place that you and I need the abundant blessing of God. Think of Paul and Silas in prison. They healed a girl and delivered her from a demon. For that, the crowd attacked them. The magistrates had them stripped and beaten to within an inch of their lives with rods. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all of the doors were opened and everybody's chains were unfastened. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. See, right there in the middle of their impossible circumstances, their painful and uncertain circumstances, they received the blessing of God. Why? Well, it wasn't because they were cowering in fear and licking their wounds and grumbling about their plight. It was because they were praying and singing hymns to God. And that's how you get connected to the vine. That's how you get the blessing of God flowing through you. That's how the prison doors swing open and the chains fall off. And then they went on to bless everyone around them. Hello, are we getting this? You and I need the blessing of God in our lives. And God is a God who wants to bless us abundantly. Let me say it to you again so that this time it'll sink in once and for all. God is a God who wants to bless you abundantly. For it is to his glory that you get out there and you bear much fruit. Life can be tough sometimes, and when we're doing things tough, it's so easy to lose sight of God's passionate desire to bless us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessing. God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you remove any obstacles to the flow of his blessing in your life through this booklet. You can request your free copy at christianityworks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. different perspective.